USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mark Esper is now the Secretary of Defense. After being sworn in, he says he's honored to lead the Pentagon.
It is an honor of a lifetime to be appointed Secretary of Defense and to lead the greatest military in history. And I will do so with that same energy and commitment to duty, honor, and country that I have for nearly four decades since my early days at West Point.
The Senate passes a bill extending funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
The yeas are 97, the nays are 2. The bill is passed.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn announcing the final vote. The bill will now head to President Trump's desk where he's expected to sign the measure. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana is introducing a resolution to declare Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A U.S. ally gets a new leader. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
a man called by some the Donald Trump of the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson, is going to be the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom after he was elected leader of its Conservative Party.
We are going to unite this amazing country, and we are going to take it forward. I thank you all very much for the incredible honor. I will work flat-eyed from now on.
Johnson's election means he will now have to face the same challenges outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May failed to resolve in managing Britain's exit from the European Union, but he says he can do it.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police say that the pair of missing teenagers are now suspects after a double murder in British Columbia and a third suspicious death. Sergeant Jamie Choyette with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police says if you see Cam McLeod or 18-year-old Briar Schmegelsky,
consider them dangerous. Do not approach. Take no action and call immediately 911.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Speaking in Washington, D.C., President Trump brings up AOC and the so-called squad.
The Democrats, I guess, are forced to embrace her, and I call it AOC plus three. Okay, AOC. AOC. Not that AOC is a bargain, because she's not. I mean, she's no bargain. Look, I mean, we'll go into it at some point. I'll tell you all about AOC. I got more on AOC.
Those comments come as video is surfacing of one member of that squad, Democratic Congresswoman from Michigan, Rashida Tlaib, being dragged out of a Trump event for disrupting it. Hundreds of families in Pennsylvania received a letter from their public school district this month informing parents that if their kids' lunch debt was not settled, their child could be removed from the home and placed in foster care. One of the districts doing this is Wyoming Valley School District. Now, they're saying this is a last resort for them, and they're owed around $22,000 combined from all the parents. Now, all that being said, Larry Wingett, the pit bull of personal development, tells Fox News this isn't the way to handle it.
Well, first of all, that's ridiculous. We're not going to take kids away from their parents because they're not paying their school lunch money. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and they should have known better than to send that. I will say this. Pay your bills. Everybody, pay your bills. It's not a parenting issue. That's an integrity issue. You made a deal. You owe the money. You pay the money.
Okay.
But when the punishment is we're going to take your kids away and feed your kids peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, that's dumb.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.